Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That was ZZ Top bringing us back. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Now, I was just talking about mobile, global mobile a minute ago, mobile computing, the fact that mobile computing is not part of your future, it's part of your today. So go to that website on your smartphone. Go to smallbusinessadvocate.com on your smartphone. And what you'll see there is the first thing that'll pop up in the little address bar is an M in front of my address. That means it's converting to the mobile. If you go to the same address on your PC, my main website will pop up, like it always has. If you do it on your smartphone, on any mobile device, anything that's giving my servers a mobile signal, it'll convert to the mobile website. And you can see the difference. You can see how, do it at your desk. If you want to see what a mobile site looks like compared to a main site, use mine if you want. If you don't have another example, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That'll show you what the differences are, how you net out the essence of what you're offering and making it easy for folks. So check that out. It continues to just be you and me. I've got one more segment I want to report to you on the findings, the results of one of our recent polls, our online poll. As you know, we ask you guys to give us some information every week, and you do, and we appreciate that very much. So here was the question. In general, how do you regard the influence of the federal government on your business? And so we said the federal government helps more than it hurts. The government hurts more than it helps. There's a balance between positive and negative. And then the fourth one is, I'm not aware of good or bad government influence. So it's long been an article of faith among Main Street small business owners that the less government in their lives, the better. So here's what we found. Not one respondent thought the balance was in favor of the government. No one said the government helps more than it hurts. Not one. But more than 8 of 10, about 84% of our respondents said the government hurts more than it helps. That's pretty high numbers. 84% said the government is more damaging to them than helpful. A smaller group said the relationship was balanced, about 13%. Said there's a balance between positive and negative. And then a smaller number, much smaller, 3% said, I'm not aware of any good or bad government influences. I'm assuming that group that group represented the startups. They just got started, right? They haven't had that much of a run-in. The large group could be guilty of not giving the government credit for those things that we take for granted. And we got to be fair about this. There's peace in our land, basically, right? We have good highways and other conveyances, notwithstanding people saying that our bridges are crumbling, et cetera, et cetera. We have pretty darn good infrastructure compared to the rest of the world. So something that had to be paid for. Of course, you and I paid for it with our taxes, but that had to be collected and used and developed, and somebody had to do all that. The government did that. Plus, there are many services the government provides that it's uniquely positioned to do. There's so many things the government does for us that we probably take for granted. But it's likely that our numbers skew against the government out here on Main Street. That 84% that said the government hurts more than it helps, it's likely that those numbers are where they are for, I'm going to say, these three reasons. First, unlike the marketplace, government typically is annoyingly illogical. One of the things that the more you deal with the government, the way they make decisions, especially regulations and taxes, the more you deal with the government entities and they come down with their findings and their decisions and whatever you have to comply with, you'll just scratch your head and you'll say, in what universe is that logical? That makes no sense. It's not even to their advantage. But yet that's the way it is. And you wonder where that people come up with this stuff. So that's one reason why people don't like the government in their business. Number two, we don't like it when the government tells us how to run our business. And that's what happens. That's what the regulations do. So many regulations out there. Thousands and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of regulations probably. Some of them been in enforced much longer than they're justified being enforced. And those regulations tell us how to run our business. We just don't like that. And number three, we don't like the income redistribution ideology and policies that's been coming out of Washington in the last half century. We work for our money. We're not stingy. We're not selfish people. Main Street America is the most generous, the most compassionate, the most benevolent group of people on the planet. We do a lot of good with our money. We just don't like the government deciding how to redistribute it. More and more of us, 84%. I think those are three reasons why the government gets a bad rep in this survey. Americans would be much better off, I think, if the government would adopt more small business approaches to operating their organization and solving problems. What do you think about that? 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.